like to talk a little bit today about the broad issue of Shias Bezman Hazeh, whether it's the Reis of the Rabbanon. This is a massive issue with a lot of Makoros and Bavli Yerushalmis, and the Achronim have a lot to say about it. I'm going to do a little bit of an overview and maybe a few Ha'aris. Obviously, part of the reason why it's so significant, you know, as Rav Shechter likes to say, religious Jews keep the Rabbanans too. So what difference does it make if the Reis of the Rabbanon? So one of the, obviously the primary significance is questions of tliyos. You see in the Chaznish often, you know, it's a Rabbanon, you can rely on this shita, rely on that shita. But additionally, the heter mechira that exists, has existed for the last 100 and maybe being preceded, but the primarily the last 130 some years, starts with the presumption that Shvi'is Bezman Hazeh is Rabban, and then there are Kedushim on top of that. But if it's the Reish, there's nothing to talk about. So, because we pass Kenyan, Kenyan, Lafkiya, so there's nothing that doesn't get off the ground. So, Shvi'is Bezman Hazeh, the Reish, the Rabban. So, it's places, I guess one place to start is the Gemara Maseches Mo'ikot. Gemara Maseches Mo'ikot. We learned earlier in the year, is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Mashkin based Ashlochim b'moed uv'shvi'is because of Hefsid. And the Gemara wants to know, how can you master an issue of the Reis of Mokum Hefsid? And the Gemara quotes two opinions, Abayi and Rava. Both of them say that the Mishnah is talking about Shvi'is midrabanan. Abayi says it's Shvi'is midrabanan because it's the opinion of Rebbe. Rebbe has a drasha of Zedvar Shmita Shamot, b'shtein Shmita Zkosim Medaber. Acha Shmita Zkarka, v'acha Shmita Zksofim. Bezman Shita Mesham Mekarka, Mesham Meksofim. Somehow or another, that drasha tells us that Shvi'is is Drabban. And Rava says that Rava does not necessarily disagree. Well, according to Abaye, it comes out that we have a Stam Mishnah, it's following the opinion of Rebbe, the Shvi'is is Bezman Hazeh Drabban. Rava doesn't necessarily disagree that's what Rebbe holds. We don't necessarily know he wouldn't paskin like Rebbe, but he does say the Mishnah isn't necessarily exclusively following the opinion of Rebbe. The Mishnah could also be a Liba Durabban because told us a Durabban. Fine. This opinion of Rebbe is used in the Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Lamed Vav, where the Gemara is trying to explain the concept of Prusbo. And there, the Gemara asks, the Mishnah says in the fourth paragraph of Gittin that Hillel was Masaka in Prusbo. And the Gemara asks, how could Hillel make a takana to override the din d'oraisa of Shemitah's Ksofim? The Torah says that when Shemitah comes, that someone whose debt is the time to pay has arrived and he hasn't paid it yet, the chov is canceled, and Hillel makes a prusbo that somehow eliminates that halacha. How does that happen? So Abayi says, Shemitah's Mazman as ever, Rebbe. No, because we're talking about Shemitah's Rabbanan. And it's following the opinion of Rebbe, and he quotes the same drasha. Bezman Zedvar Shmita Shamot, Bezman Shah Tom Mesham Mekarka, Tom Mesham Meksafim, Bezman Shah Yitam Mesham Mekarka, Yitam Mesham Meksafim. One thing that's very important is in the Gemara in Gittin, unlike the Marmar Katan, there's no clear alternative. The Gemara Marmar Katan says, Rava disagrees with Abai. He at least disagrees with Abai in terms of the necessity to mimok in the Mishnah like Rebbe. In the Gemara in Gittin, Rava doesn't appear, at least not yet. Rav appears a little bit later on the Amud, where the Gemara asks a follow-up question, which was, once you're telling me Shvi'is Bezman Hazeh, there is no Shvi'is Midaraisa, how could Chazal have, it's instituted Hashematas Ksafim Midarabanan, without a principle. Midaraisa, you have to pay back the Chov. And Chazal were telling you, don't pay back the money you owe. How did they get a right to do that? So there, the Gemara says, Abayi Omer Sheval Tasa, which is interesting in its own right, and Rav says, Hefker Bez Nefker. Rav didn't say anything on the first step of the Gemara. So there's a major machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos, also machlokes Rambam and the Ravid. Does Rava's answer, Hefker Bez Nefker, relate back to the first question as well? Rashi and Gittin says, Rava amal oilam bein l'rabban de pliga de rebbe v'amri shviz shashmatas milva v'zman hazeh deraisa v'tikin at l'ol t'shamei. Bein l'rabbi d'amal lav deraisa v'amri b'amri t'shamei lo tikshi de b'davr shem mamon ein kan akir stav min ha-toyra b'makum s'yag v'geder Hefker Bez and mamon Hefker. Says Rashi, once you come to Rava, Rava is disagreeing with Abaye's answer to the initial question as well. That Rava will tell you how does Prusbel work, how can Prusbel work? The answer is Hefker Bez Nefker. In which case, here too, Lefi Rava, there is no Hechrich that the Takan of Hillel and the Stam Mishnah that quotes cites the Takan of Hillel is assuming Shvi'is is Drabban. Tosfos disagrees. Tosfos Lamed Vavim and Aleph assumes that that's not the pshat, and he therefore has and he wants to know why didn't the Gemara use the answer of Hefker as an Hefker to answer the first initial question. Tosfos says because the Chazal wouldn't have, even though they have the power to use perhaps to use Hefker as an Hefker, Chazal would not have utilized Hefker as an Hefker to override entire Din of Shmita Safim Daraisa. So it must be that Shmita Safim is Rabban. So free Tosfos, there is a Stam Mishnah, the whole Takon of principle assuming like Rebbe. There, the Fi Rashi, it's not Mukach, and it actually Machlokas Rambam and the Ravid in Perek Tes of Shmita Yovel, same Machlokas Halacha Tes Zayin. The Rambam says like Tosus Kishra Hillel Hazag and Shimru Amil Havo Zeh Zeh Over Mal Kosta Batori Shamach Apeni Yadavar Imlav Chuyal Piskin Prusbol Kadesh Lo Yisham Erachov. It says the Rambam in a prusbul moil ella b'shmita s'ksofim b'zman hazeh shi midivrei soifrim aval shmita shal Torah ein a prusbul moil ba. Dr. Ravid ze eino mechuvar de abayu de omar achi aval rava polig v'omar hefker bezen hefker hilkach noeg b'chol of man. So same achlekes, the Rambam says like Tosfos that the entire institution of prusbul, which we accept, assumes like Rebbe. And in fact, the Rambam passes like Rebbe, at least when it comes to Shemitah Ksafim, at the very least. The Rambam in the beginning of Shemitah Yovel, Perek Tes, Shemitah Yovel, in Halacha Beis, also in Sefer Mitzvos, he says explicitly, the Ein Shemitah Ksafim, Oregis, Matur, Beshvias, El, Bezman, Sheyovel, Noeg, Sheyesham, Shemitah Karka.
It's true that the Rambam and the Gemara, the Shemitah Ksafim, Tosfos
right.
Have to hold that Ein Al Shemitah Shal Torah, and Pozbo, Malolbo. I mean, Tosfos' question is that they wouldn't have done that, but would theoretically.
Maybe it's different. Okay, I hear. It's not the. I don't think it's no gay at the point we're making now, but I hear. And the Ravid learns like Rashi that when you get to Rava, that isn't true, and principle applies even to the Raisas B'tam Hefker Bez Nefker. Now, it's. If you have a Gemara here that says, again, the whole Tosfos and the Rambam, you have a pretty clear Gemara that we should hold like Rebbe. Now, what's worth noting is that. This Gemara is talking about Shemitah's Ksafim. The Gemara Mokotin is talking about Shemitah's Karkovs. The Gemara says Rebbe applies to both cases. The Chaznish points out, you see, clear, the Gemara thinks Rebbe applies to both. There's no two ways about it. Some people think there are two ways about it because it really depends how the drasha works. And there are at least three alternatives how to read this drasha. And if you can distinguish between the two, then that's still the reason why that's important, because that still leaves open the possibility that even if the sugya and gittin pretty compellingly points to the fact that shmitas karka shmitas ksafim, I'm sorry, b'zmanazes drabanan, that if there's a room distinction in the two, then you could say the Gemara Marikotan is a machlokas by Rava. There's no machlokas by Rava, but Marikotan, maybe there is. Maybe there's a machlokas by Rava, how to understand Rebbe. In which case, if we're going to hold like Rav and Moikotin, we don't have a hechrach anymore for Shmitas Karkos being Dirabban. There are at least three basic perushim how to explain what exactly the drasha was. And this leads us into, one of them leads into another sugya. Rashi and Gittin, as well as the Miuchas Rashi here, old-fashioned Rashi on the page in Moikotin, Rashi is a little hard to read, but this is what I think Rashi is saying. I think the Beis Halevi supports my reading this Rashi. That the way the drashas works is the following. Again, the drashas chazal is b'zman shatam mishame karka ata sham mishame ksafim. Zeh dvar shmita shamot. B'zman shatam mishame karka ata mishame ksafim. Yeta mishame karka, yeta mishame ksafim. What does it mean mishame karka? What does it mean mishame ksafim? Rashi says mishame karka means the chiyuv of shmita's karkos, isra avodas karka. And Mishame Safim is the din of Shemitah Safim. And the tekesh is, when there's no Shemitah Karkos, there's no Sadachol Asizra, there's no Bechor Shukrat Tishbos, whatever pasuk you want to use, then there's no Shemitah Safim. Why is there no Shemitah Karkos? Why would there be no Shemitah Karkos? Mara doesn't say. Says Rashi in Gittin, Bezman Shemitah Mishame Karkos Gon Achshu Shabbat Lakdush Zartz. Rashi in Biuchas, Rashi in Makot, Beis on Beis, says, he doesn't define what Bezman Hazeh is, but again, it's the same point that this drasha doesn't tell you that Shemitah's Karka isn't a source that Shemitah's Karka doesn't apply Bezman Hazeh. It assumes that there's a concept of Shemitah's Karka not applying Bezman Hazeh. So to the Amorayim are pointing out, you see from Rabbi, that there is such a thing as Shmitas Karka being Drabbanim. The drasha is in the makar for it. It's presumed behind the basis to the drasha. What would be based on? Says Rashi, Balakush Aretz. So this will get us, hold up, we'll completely never get back to this, the general question of how do we talk a paskin about Balakush, which is a whole other sugya, primarily starting with Maseches Yevamos, also Yerushalmi here in Shvi'as. But that's where Rashi learns the Shita of Rebbe. In which case, that's not really Rebbe's Chiddush. It happens to be that you see Rebbe holds of it, and hypothetically others might not hold of it. That's not the Yisoid Rebbe's coming to teach us. So if even somebody argues with Rebbe, no reason to assume he has to argue with the premise of Shemitah's Karkas. They're right. But there's Rabba. That's Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam in Gittin and Daf Lamed Vav. The problem with Rashi's pshat in the Gemara and Gittin is talking about Hillel. Now, Lefum Riata, Batla Kedusha Aretz starts at the time of the Chorban. So Hillel, even if you don't know, the Gemara Masechta Shabbos points out the history. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos in Daf Tes Vav points out that Hillel was knowing this Yuso 100 years before the Bias. So you can figure it out from looking at the list of the Tanoim and the Pirkei Avos if you realize that. But the Hillel existed was not a Bias. Also, the Maris Nimsachim, but the Karban Pesach, fine. It's pretty obvious. So, that being the case, Hillel existed, was the Nasi Bizman Abayis. So, that was the Meres Takona. So, Bizman Abayis, why was it Balak Lushar? So, Rashi is bothered by that. And Rashi, the preceding Rashi, invokes a drasha, which I don't think he's saying is what this Gemara means, but he says, if you look, Matsasi, Tamina, Yitzchak, then in Yushalmi, given there's another drasha that Shmidas Karkas, Tali, and Yoifel. And he says, Torah's Koran, is against it? I think there's a machlekas about that. But this sugya seems to be assuming, even though Rebbe himself may not have been assuming that, didn't have to be assuming that, but a Abaye's application of Rebbe to explain Hillel is assuming that there was no Shemitah's Karka midaraisa even Bizman by Yesheni, because Shemitah's Karka is Tolan Yovel, and Shemitah's Sofim is Tolan Shemitah's Karka. That's what comes out. And Rashi said, that's a machlokes. That's not a machlokes tanoim, whether Shmita's Karka is totally on Yovel. You could disagree with that and still accept the Rebbe's position that there's no Shmita's Karka with Malazan, because Balak Lush is ours. In fact, Rashi is pushes this in the Gemara, Meseches and Hedron, Daf Chavav, which is one of the interesting makoros in this topic, because the Gemara there says that they allowed Rabbi Yane, so an Amor in Eretz Yisrael after the Chorban. So Rabbi Yane made an announcement. Poku v'zira v'shiyas mishum arnono. He allowed people to plant the zoreya, the malacha deres, on shviyas because of arnona, because there were some excessive taxation. So how could he have done that? So it says Rashi. Poku v'zira v'shiyas Rashi's hedrin chavav meralef shviyas v'zmanazed drabano debalak lushzarets. So you see two things in Rashi. You see the Rashi assumes that you have a stam gemara of Yanai, and the gemara doesn't take any issue with Rabbi Yanai. That there was psak among the Amorayim to assume that Shvi'as is not Zeres Rabbanon, and he tells you why Shvi'as is not Zeres Rabbanon specifically because of Batla Kedusha Aretz. The Tosus in Sanhedrin and Gittin Samach Beis talks to us also from a slightly different angle, but Tosus in Sanhedrin has the kasha, and he has two terutz. First terutz is Shvi'as Bazman Zeres Rabbanon, doesn't say why. We'll go back to Tosus' explanation of Rebbe and Bezshem shortly, and the second terutz is the second terutz, meaning Tosus is trying to avoid making this Gemara assume Shvi'as Bazman Zed Rabbanon, probably because he's noted to say that Shvi'as Bazman Zed is not the Rabbanon, or at least that there's sort of consensus about that. Sounds like he's noted to assume that Shvi'as Bazman Zed is the Raisa. The Tziv points to that. And his second teretz is, Yinam Yishloimer to Bikurach Nefesh, Shasholem, Amelach Mas, Eilam, Ma Yifrenu, Mesem, Metfisas, Amelach, Vach, Yitmer, Bisham, Mishim, Chai Nefesh. And he says, Yisham, he sounds that way. But the problem here was, they had, this wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, okay, you didn't pay your taxes, so they sent you a fine. Worst comes to worst, a real tax evasion, if you're in jail for a while. This was, you know, the Melch didn't get his money, so he sent you into the dungeons, and who knows, you get out of there alive. So the Melo was like, oh, the Foshus, that's why they allowed it. Okay. Derech Agav, I should make Derech Agav point. The Chazanish comments in this Gemara. He says, I understand. What were they concerned about? They were concerned there was going to be Shemitah, they wouldn't have enough grain for the Masei HaMelech. What happened to the bracha? So the Tzivisi B'chasi Alechem. What were they worried about? So you see from here, says the Chaznish, that even though there's a bracha, the bracha isn't a guarantee. And the bracha doesn't preclude. He thinks the bracha applies even to Shmiz to Rabban. He disagrees with this not. But he says the bracha is, Akash Baruch Hu gives you a bracha. It doesn't preclude some normal degree of ishtadlus. Obviously, you can't be doing Isser. But it doesn't preclude a normal degree of ishtadlus within what's mutter. And who knows, he says the bracha shemi gomachet. There's a bracha because you get a bracha. Okay, but maybe you'll have a counter reason why there's gonna be an anish for something. And he says the bracha is derech klal. The bracha is that you would have thought that derech hateva, if you don't plant all of Eretz Yisrael, it's gonna destroy the economy. It won't destroy the economy because we'll give a bracha, things will be okay. But doesn't mean every yachid's not gonna be hungry. There's no such bracha, he says. So memela, you have to do your shtadlus. And Chazal, this is in his flowery language, it's like Beruach Kotsham, Chazal figured out when the situation was good, okay enough that you could rely on, we're okay, because Baruch will help us out, and when the situation was so desperate, Derech HaTeva, that it was it was too difficult to assume you were going to make a parnasa, that they had to make takonos, and it mattered things. That was Chazal HaShara, but the principle, he's using that to apply it to nowadays. He says the principle that you have to be mishtadel, and you can't just say, throw up your hands and say, there's brachas Hashem, and I'll be fine. He says, it's even this Gemara. It's not a guarantee in that way. He points out from this Gemara. Anyway, the pitch for the Karen Shemitah. Anyway, but the...
What is the point of the bracha?
The way he says it is, the point of the bracha is, I think what he's saying, read it carefully, but the thing he's saying is that it's b'derech klal, that normally, like, imagine all Eretz Yisrael, don't plant anything all Eretz Yisrael, so it's gonna destroy the economy. You know, they're everybody wiped out, the colonies will be wiped out, everything will be fafal. He's saying, if you're mishtadl, if you do, I think he writes this also, if you keep Shemitah, and you do it as best as you can to keep your parnasa afloat, you try to, I don't know, some other jobs, do that, keep the karka as best you can, with their heter, whatever you do, then there's a bracha. Someone gives you a bracha. Some person gives you a bracha. It's a bracha that because you have siat d'shmaya. Basically, you have a lot of siat d'shmaya. Does that mean every last person will not? No one's going to be hungry? Not necessarily. It means you have a lot of siat d'shmaya, and Eretz Yisrael will continue, and then the economy will continue, and overall things will be okay. But sometimes there's situations where even with a lot of siat d'shmaya, you see the situation so desperate. But saying you have siat d'shmaya doesn't mean you don't have to be mishtadel. It just means you have a lot of siat d'shmaya. I think that's really what it's saying. Don't think it's hopeless. Shemitah is going to destroy everything. It's not. It's like you'll have last Yad Deshmei. Okay. But anyway, but back to... Yeah.
What does the Torah first say? In case he'll ask, what am I going to do to eat? You have a bracha. Why doesn't she say, you have a bracha? Maybe that shows that your attitude and your status has to be different.
No. So he's saying, the puzzle is trying to say, don't think that Shemitah is like, Shemitah is impossible. It's a death warrant. It's not.
The Torah
gives Yad Deshmei.
But there are...
It's a bracha. I could be brachas and avtachas are different, but I think right now. But TVC is brachasi. But be that as it may. Back to our original topic. So that's Rashi. Tosfos in Maseches Gittin Rabbeinu Tam holds that the way to read this drasha is the same way, the same as the Yerushalmi the Rashi quotes. That Bezman Shatam Meshame Karka refers to Yovel. And Bezman Shatam Meshame Ksafim refers to Shemitah. Bechloluso, Karka and Ksafim. Why is it called Shemitah Ksafim? Because it happens to be the Shemitah that has a Din Ksafim. Yovel doesn't have a Din Ksafim. But Shemitah has a Din Ksafim. So Yovel only has a Din Karka. That's why it's called Shemitah's Karka. Shemitah, what we call Shemitah, the seventh year, has a Din Ksafim also. That's why it's called Shemitah Ksafim. And it's a heck between Yovel and Shemitah. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah. That's right in Tom's version of Rabbi. And then if you look at the Rambam, read the Rambam carefully, back to Parak Tes, the Rambam Perek Tes Halacha Beis Ein Shmiyas Safim Noheges Min HaTorah B'Shvias Ela Bizman Shayovel Noheg Sheyesh Sham Shmitas Karka. So he says it means Yovel. He's connecting Shmitas Safim to Yovel. We have Karka to Shmitas Karka Shmitas Safim. We have Yovel to Shmita B'chol Uso, and we have Shmitas Karka, I'm sorry, Yovel to Shmitas Safim. And it's Meduyak why he says it that way. Listen to this. Ela Bizman Shayovel Noheg Sheyesh Sham Shmitas Karka Sharei Yashuva karka liba alav below kesef. What shmitas karka? It doesn't mean the isra avoda at all. It means the hachazara as hasados. V'dor is a kabalu. Amr chachamim bezman shem mashamik karka to mashmik ksofim b'chol makom bein ba'aretz bein b'chutzar. So bezman she'en shem shmidas karka ayi yovel ein yotam mashmik ksofim b'shvias afilu ba'aretz. The Nitziv points out in his Nitziv has a tshuva. I think he points out a chumash also, but he has a printed in the Meshiv Davar. The end, after Simon Nandalad, he has a little essay tshuva called the Zed, which is entitled the Zed Dvar Shmita. No, Kuntres Dvar Shmita. I'm sorry. Tov Yishlam Ches. He was trying mechazik. He was trying to mechazik. Shmir Shmita on Eretz Yisrael. He has a whole long paragraph at the end, giving them chizik and about how our entire Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael don't work with Achateva, and they're all Tali and Zat Dishmaya, and Zat Dishmaya is proportionate to the degree to which we follow Mitzvah Torah, and we separate ourselves from the Nachrim. It's all Arichos in a beautiful way. And it talks about that these wonderful colonists who are going to live on the Ashkacha Pratis, so they have to realize that their survival depends on Ashkacha Pratis, and the Chutzars, when they hear that people will keep Shemitah, they'll send more donations because they'll be so inspired. There's a whole long shmuz, but he was a big supporter of the colonists at that time. He was involved, I think, in the Chovei Tzion. So in this tshuva, so he mentions in passing, we'll get back to. He's a big believer that Shemitah Zman Zed Darais. But before he points out in the Cheshmah of the Gemara that this machlokas, the Rambam and for Rambam and Rashi at least, is Lashitasam in Peir Shemilim and Chumash. What does the word Shamot mean? The pasuk, where we have in the Chumash, and we don't have it in Parashat Bahar. We have in Parashat A, Shamot Kabal Mashiado, and Shemitah Safim. We also have it in Parashat Mishpatim. Vashviz Tishmetenu and Tashta. What does that word mean? Tishmetenu. So Rashi says it refers to avodas hakarka, withdraw from working the field. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says tishvi tishmetena is the makor of the mitzvah to mafke the peiros. According to the Rambam, the term shmita that we use it never refers to avodas hakarka. There's no source for it to refer to avodas hakarka. Not in yovel, not in shvias. It refers to letting go of things. You let go of the money. You withdraw yourself from the money that Shmias Ksafim. You work from the payrolls that you have to let them go. You have to pull back and let them be Hefker. And that's the Ram saying over here. Yovel is called Shmias Karkos because why? Not because not that Vodos Karka. Yoshev HaKarka Labalav. You have to let go of the Karka that you bought and then it goes back to Labailim. That's the Shmias Karka. So he says it's Lashitasam. Rashi learns the word Shamot refers to Vodos HaKarka. So in Mela, when you have Zed Rashmi the Shamot, Echa Shmias Karka, Echa Shmias Ksafim, you can translate it as he translates Shmita's karka as avodas karka, and the Rambam thinks no such phrase in Chumash. So Memela he translated it as Hachzaras Sotot, and specifically referring to Yovel, not referring to Shmita. To Shvias, it points out to Lishitasa.
Even the Rambam could have said it.
Right. But the Balashan Gemara is Shmita's karka. The drasha.
I mean, it's not Talmud.
No, it's called, the Lashon Gemara, the Rebbe's Nusach, the Nusach of Rebbe's Drasha, right. Nusach of Rebbe's Drasha, right. Maybe you could have made some other Drasha, but the Nusach of Rebbe's Drasha is Shemitah's Karka. So Mele, he says that means Yovel. And it fits with Hillel anyway, I mean, it works well, but it's. So now, this leads us to the. Before, I guess the main issue seems is going to be discussed, bringing out the Shias Rambam. The Rambam is always a. Especially in these areas, Rambam's, but everywhere, Rambam's opinion is extremely significant. But before we get back to that, I want to digress and talk a little about the sugya of Kedushas Aretz. So, because we now have basically in front of us two possible approaches as to why Shemitah can be the Rabban. Let's elaborate. Shvius can be the Rabbanim bezman hazeh. We have a sheet of Rebbe. We might have a machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanon. We do have a machlokas Rebbe in the Rabbanon. It's unclear whether we have sufficient evidence to assume that the Iker Sugis are like Rebbe. We'll have to, again, go over that. Why would Shias be the Rabbanon bezman hazeh? So either it's because of Batla Gushal Aretz, that's what Rashi in Gittin says, that's what Rashi in Sanhedrin says, or it's because of a new drasha, basically Hekesh to Yovel. That's what Tosfos says by the time the Rambam are learning. At least Rambam by Shemitah's Ksafim. But that either it's derived from Yovel or it's because of Balak Lush Tzaretz. So let's see how we pass in terms of the issue of Balak Nusha Aretz. That's an issue that the Rishonim talk about more clearly, more explicitly. It makes into Torah and Shulchan Aruch, but either not in Hilchos Shmita because it doesn't really exist, but it makes into Hilchos Trumos. In the beginning of Shin Lamed Aleph, there's a whole discussion about it, and it has to, and it basically, in a nutshell, centers around the sugya in Maseches Yevamos. At least the Bavli does. The Rishonim that the Rishonim Achronim talk about, but in the Bavli, the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Pei Aleph, Daf Pei Beis. So the Gemara starts by saying, the Gemara is explaining a Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say that if a kohen is an androgynous and he marries a Bas Yisrael, so Rabbi Yossi and Shimon hold that marriage is enough that you can eat truma. And it's a machlokes Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says it's a peyal from an aleph and yivamis. Rabbi Yochanan says machila betruma machila because I'm sorry, Rish Lakish says machila betruma machila because of a shok. Rabbi Yochanan says even because of a shok. Mishnah says again she can eat truma. And there's a machlokas Rabbi Yochanan can eat kachim that belong to kohanim because of a shok. So the Gemara explains that Rish Lakish holds truma bezman hazeh d'rabbanan, and therefore and androgynous can allow it can work midrabbanan, so they can eat truma d'rabbanan. She can eat truma d'rabbanan. She can eat chazav shok, which is d'oraisa. And Rabbi Yochanan attacks Rish Lakish. How can you say truma bezman hazeh d'rabbanan? That's a long sugya, the yardei sugya with bittul. And then the Gemara, about a blot later, says that 1 second, Rabbi Yochanan. So it sounds like Rish Lakish holds truma bezman hazeh d'rabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan holds truma bezman hazeh d'oraisa. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? Rabbi Yochanan holds truma bezman hazeh d'oraisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds you can be tolim. The Gemara discusses the Gemara a few places has this. It's a tosefta shtei kupos that if you have two containers, one contains chul and one contains truma, and truma falls into one of them, you're not sure which one fell in. So Rabbi Yochanan says you can assume the truma fell into the truma and the chul is still mutter. It's a zar. And the Gemara said that why? Why can you assume that? It's called you'll be tolim. Why can you assume that? So it's clear that only makes sense if you hold truma is derabbanan. The Gemara says. So basically, you have a steer Rabbi Yochanan with a truma. He holds truma is derais derabbanan. And the Gemara answers, El Yochanan, Kasha Hamani Rabbanin. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbanin, Ivano Damik Rabbi Yossi. That the Gemara answers Rabbi Yochanan and says, 1 second, when I said you're Tola, that's the Rabbanan Shita. And when I said that the Mishnah has to hold that there's no difference between truma and chazav shok because they're both deraisa, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi holds truma zman zez deraisa, the Rabbanan truma zman zez derabbanan. Why? Where do we know that? The Sanya B'Seder Olam. We have a Bryce in Seder Olam, which is a tribute, the Gemara says a tribute to Rabbi Yossi. Asher Yarshu, Avasech Avirishta. If you saw the Yerushalmi, the Parakvash sound familiar. Asher Yarshu, Avasech Avirishta. It's not as extensive as the Yerushalmi. Yerusha Rishon or Shnia Yeshlem Shlish Einlem. So the Bavli has a drasha that we learn from the double language of Yerusha, Yar Yarshu, Avasech Avirishta. There are two Yerushos, but not a third. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. It says in Seder Olam, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. In other words, Kedusha Shnia is Kitch Lasalab. Get the sound, simple reading of this Gemara is that there's a Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbanan on exactly this point. At least Rabbi Yochanan thinks so. Whether or not Kedusha Rishon is Kitch Lasalab, Kedusha Shnia, I'm sorry, is Kitch of Eretz Yisrael, is Kitch Lasalab or Lo Kitch Lasalab. The question is how we pask. So this is a little bit of a doozy. The Rambam paskins that, the Rambam in Shemitah of Yovel and Beis HaBachir, the Rambam paskins that Kedusha Shnia is Kitch Lasalab. Right? As we saw, Rashi and Gittin, Rashi and Sedrin, the way that Rashi learns the Gemara, the Gemara is assuming low kitchel level. Rebbe is assuming low kitchel level. Tosis seems to have a few days about it, and it really hinges on the Markev, it hinges how you read the Gemara. When the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbani Vano Adamik Rabbi Yossi, does that mean Rabbi Yochanan was passing Rabbi Yossi? Or does that mean Rabbi Yochanan was passing like the Rabbani? He just explained, the Mishnah happened to Rabbi Yossi, explaining Rabbi Yossi Lashitasa. If you look in Tosis, there are basically 2 days about this. If you think another Rabbi Yossi means I'm passing Rabbi Yossi, then it seems to be Rabbi Yochanan's holding Kitch Lasalavo. If you think that he's saying no, that's only Rabbi Yossi, but I pass and you're tolim. I mean I pass not Rabbanan, that means he's passing low Kitch Lasalavo. So the in actuality, if you look in the tour and think of Shin Lamed Aleph, so the tour says, quote the first some say. It's pinned to the Sefer HaTshuma, the Rabbi Shlomo hold that Shuma is not as Drabanan because Lo Kitch Lasalavo. Come on, Iman Darmit Inu Alam Drabanan, Shebatla Kedushas Aretz, Mishigalo Mimena. Oh. Ava Bring Yitzel, Kira Shem Dereisa, Kedusha Shnia Shekitcha Me'ez Lo Patlos. This is it's a Machloka Sefer HaTshuma and the Reed, the way the Torah presents it. Do we assume that Kitch Lashayat Kitch Lavo, or do we not assume Hitchel Shait of Kitchelas Lavo. In fact, the Gra, in the Bira Gra there, points out, I need to see Sefer Truma in size. I don't know how much this is in the Sefer Truma, but the fee of Sefer Truma, that's Pshan Ligmar Sanhedrin. It means it's Rashi. But he points out, the fee of Sefer Truma, if you're low Kitchelas Lavo, so that applies not only to Shvius, that also applies, I mean, not only to Truma, it applies to Shvius. And therefore, Shvi is also going to be the Rabbanan. If you all like to say for Truma, that Truma is the Rabbanan because low kitch lasin level, then Shvi is also going to be the Rabbanan because low kitch lasin level, and that's Pan Sanhedrin Chavlov, Shal Ma Yisrael, that's the opinion of the Sefer Truma. If you hold that kitch lasin level, so then that obviously is not going to help us for a Shvi. Now, the Rambam's Shita is, and maybe we'll get back to this perhaps, the Rambam's Shita is that even though Kitcha lasin lavo, but truma still the rabbanim as man as a. And how we read the Gemara, there are the Gra's of pshat, the Reis Levi calls from Chaim pshat, but the Rambam Hilchos Truma says the end of Perek Aleph. Hatruma b'zman hazeh v'afilu b'malkam shechazik olei alach gavav. Perek Aleph alach gavav Hilchos Trumos. Hatruma b'zman hazeh v'afilu b'malkam shechazik olei bavil v'afilu b'mei Ezra eino min atar elam yidivreyim. Why? She'ein lecha truma shel Torah ela be'eretz Yisrael uvizman she'u kol Yisrael sham. She'nemar kisavou, it's a shver phrase to quote. She'kisavou b'bias kulchem. How kisavou teaches b'bias kulchem is a question that Siv thinks it's a Tosefer. She'vi b'vo'achem. V'kisavou b'bias kulchem. K'shayu b'yirusha rishonu, k'mo she'im asidim lachzer b'yirusha shlishis. Lo k'shayu b'yirusha shniya shayisim me'ezra, shayis abiyab miksasan. Uficha kolchi yivasam na Torah. So the Rambam says that even though there is Kedushas Haaretz, but Truma b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan, and he thinks the Gemara says that because v'chein yirah lis true with Maestros also doesn't say Shvius, says v'chein yirah lis true with Maestros as well, and the Ravid is Masik. The Ravid says lo kivin loch yafed a kaim loch Reb Yochanan Reb Yivam Truma b'zman hazeh daraisa. In other words, the Rabbi learns like a day in Tosfos that Rabbi Yochanan's maskana was like Rabbi Yossi. That Truma b'zman hazeh is the Raisa. That's the Rabbi's plaque. The Rabbi says we pass in this way. The Torah quotes. The Rambam, in terms of the Gemara, presumably learned that Rabbi Yochanan is passing Truma b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan. That's Rabbi Yossi, but I hold like the Rabbanan, that Truma b'zman hazeh is the Rabbanan. In that respect, like the Sefer Truma, but for a different reason. Sefer Truma thinks that it's very significant. Again, the Sefer Truma thinks it's the Rabbanon because but Lakush Aretz, like the simplest reading of the reading of the Gemara that presents itself most readily. And the Rambam thinks it's the Rabbanon for a different reason that doesn't ostensibly shouldn't apply to Shvius, is limit to Truma. The Gra by Arichos and Shin Lamed Aleph goes to the Gra thinks Rambam is correct. He thinks that there's two. A whole bunch of Gemaras that say that Kedusha Shniya is Kitchelas Lavo, and a whole bunch of Gemaras that say Truma is not Zed Ravon. So basically, that's where the Ram got it from. He said that even though the Gemara in Yavama sounds like there is no other factor, but there are too many other Gemaras in Yashiv, so he said the Ramam paskind. Yes, Kitchelas Lavo, but Alpha Bechain Truma is not Zed is Ravon, and he came up with another reason, and he reads it back into the Gemara in Yavama. But he says that's the Mokka, the Ram Ayin Shem, as he gives you the Maram Makomas. And then as the Gra points out, the part of the debate in Tosfos, whether this is true, there's the Yerushalmi here in Shvi, some other places where the Yerushalmi talks about, seems to have a machlokas, whether or not Yerushalmi, whether mitzvahs are tluyas ba'aretz in general, words Rabbanan, or me'aleim kibaleim samaisus. That's the Yerushalmi here, right here in Perek Vav. Simple between the Yerushalmi is, and it's the Bira Gron Shulchan Aruch says that way, and Shnos Eliyahu doesn't say this way, but the Bira Gron Shulchan Aruch says simple between the Yerushalmi is that it's a machlokas whether Truma already during Zman Ezra was the Raisa or the Rabbanon. The Gros says the other Yerushalmis that also seem to say that's that was the Rabbanon, which would support the Rambam position. If you look in Tosfos and Yavamos, he says that's not Muchrach. He says everyone agrees that. He doesn't have such a concept. Bayesheni, Tosfos Yavama says in Daf Pei Beis, how could it be that Bayesheni there was no Maestros Doraisa? How could it be? Lo Yitachin. According to Rambam, Yitachin. But Tosfos says Lo Yitachin, and he says it must be what the Yerushalmi meant was that they elected to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have to be Mekadesh Yisrael. There was no chiv to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael. It was Me'aleim. They decided, we want to give Eretz Yisrael Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, and thereby become Chayim Trumas Ma'ez Darei. So that's the Machlokas, how to read your blood Zashita in the Yerushalmi. Fine. Yeah.
Who chooses that? They think that gets up and make an announcement?
I guess Ezra obeys Nino, I guess. There was a bunch against a goal.
That's their choice, but they went on now.
That's what Tosa says in Yavamas.
Our issue is a Kedusha.
Yeah, I guess it's like a shul, maybe. Maybe it's not like a shul. I don't know, can you do that with a shul? It's like we want to daven in base class. No, daven in base class.
Azoka means totally undies.
That's a Kiddush. That's the Kiddush of, according to this reading, that Tosa, this reading of Belazar, that's the Kiddush of Belazar in the Yerushalayim.
The same choice, oh. With the Kibush.
I don't know. Well, that was a chiyuv. Then they didn't have a choice because it was a chiyuv. That's part of the question. Part of the question, the way he presents it, is the part of the question was there a chiyuv for? That's what in Shnos Elio the Grub presents it. Well, it doesn't work with the Grub
and Beirag. Something that's not a chiyuv and it's effective, or you cannot do something that is a chiyuv and is it effective?
Oh, what would have happened to do it? I don't know. But they had a chiyuv to do it. Okay. So here that's the question. Maybe they didn't have any chiyuv to do it, but they had the ability to do it. Okay. So. So now, in terms of the Pesach when it comes to Shvius, so it's fascinating. You read like the Tziv in this Tshuva, he thinks, he doesn't think anyone really holds the Shvius as the Rabban. Any Rishon really passes the Shvius as the Rabban. If you have Cook and the Shabbat Saras, he tries to show, well, almost everyone holds it the Rabban. It is the Rabban. So it's part of the reason is because there's a lot of lack of clarity here. He's arguing with the Rebbe over here. But, the Shiva. So, and the primary lack of clarity is in the Shitas HaRambam. Again, if you think like the same about Truma Lachar, it's Pasha Tzvias B'Zanaz as the Rabban. And again, the few Rashi, that seems to be a stumble to Gemara and Sanhedrin. But Tosas is trying to avoid that. If anything, the implication of that day in Tosas, at least one day in Tosas, is that Tosas doesn't want to say this Gemara is assuming Tzvias B'Zanaz as the Rabban. Could be some machlokes. So does Rashi. Rashi can't tell a psak from Rashi's clothes because one Gemara says it, might be another Gemara says otherwise. I mean, the Gemara Gittin according to Rashi is again when it comes to Shemitah Ksafim, according to some Rishonim, the Gemara is clearly assuming like Rebbe, and if you put that together with the Gemara Katan that says that the Rebbe applies to Shemitah Karkol, you should come to the conclusion that there's a strong submission of Stamba Sugi that assumes that Shemitah is the Rabbanim. If you think like Rashi and the Ravid. The Gemara never says that, yeah, that's a bay, but we don't hold like a bay, so there's no hechrich whatsoever. I should know two more things before we get onto the Rambam. There are two Shias Rishonim and a Kotze. The Ramban and Sefer Schus and Gittin on that Sugya quotes Shias a Ravid and has presented his own Shita. The Ravid, at least there, before the Ravid seems to have changed his mind, but the Ravid, the Rishonim say the Ravid was closer, but the Ravid. He quotes, it is, but I don't think we have it on our page. You have it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Okay. The old fashioned didn't have it on the page, I think. The Ramban quotes him, though. He quotes that Sukkah Zwift. And other Rishon quoted from the Rat Balamar that since Shmidas told, they hold like Rebbe, that Shmidas is totally in Yovel. Now, do we keep Yovel to Rabbanon? No, there's no Yovel to Rabbanon. So Tosin gave me the Kash on Lamed Vav. Why were they Masakin Shmidas Sovin to Rabbanon and not Yovel to Rabbanon? He says Yovel's too hard. They weren't Masakin Yovel to Rabbanon. But the Ramban, the Rabbi suggests, no, they're all the same, which means there's just like there's no Yovel Rabban, there's no Shemitah Rabban. The Amorayim were involved with Shemitah Safin, Midas Chasidus. That's the Rabbi, Midas Chasidus. Now, it's a little unclear, but he's only talking about Shemitah Safin or Shemitah Karkov. That's part of the debate in Achronim. He's specifically talking about Shemitah Safin. He says, the Midas Chasidus, yeah, it's an Indian to Zecher, I don't know what it is exactly. It's an Indian to do it, but it's Achiv, it's not even Achiv Rabban Bechlam. Me'idach, you have certain Rishonim. The Ramban Sefer Schus seems to be noted this way. The Achronim quote the Baal Iter that says like this: that they hold that Shvius Ma'aseh D'Oraisa. Period. And we don't hold a Rebbe. They explicitly say we reject Rebbe. Even Shemitah Safim we reject Rebbe. Not just Shemitah Karkos. Even when it comes to Shemitah Safim, we hold the Rabbanim. So Machlokes Rebbe the Rabbanim. Rava Abayi said the mission like Rebbe. Rava didn't say the mission like Rebbe. And perhaps that's what the Ravid actually, ironically, the Ravid. Post Chazal, I guess, the Ravid that we just read in Shmid of Yovel sounds that way, although there's a debate about it, but the Ravid sounds that way. That's what the Ravid says, that go either way, I'm not sure, not Mukach. He says Rav Paul Gaffrey has an Afrika, Hilkach Noeg B'Cholot Ma. No, I'm not actually taking that back. Not, this Ravid can go either way. The Ravid does say again that the principle would apply even if Shmita was deraisa. It's not clear whether he holds the deraisa. But again, that's the position of the Baal Iter, perhaps position of the Ramban. So you have those Rishonim hold that we don't reject Rabbi entirely. Those Rishonim will say that one, we hold Rabbi, and therefore even Shmita's Ksafim is only a Minig. And then we have perhaps in between. The Rambam paskins that we hold like Rabbi, and Shmita's Ksafim is the Rabban. That's explicit. Rabbi says a few tame rabbanim.
I don't know.
Well, a lot of verses we don't have the whole thing. I don't know.
Understand the question. Rabbanim means Aisdin of Anshikas Vidal.
No, I think the rabbanim disagree with Rabbi. A few tame rabbanim. Okay. So in the Rambam, and this will start to work through, and this I guess will be the last point. The Rambam is confusing because the Rambam definitely passes like Rabbi. That's clear. When it comes to Shmita, softly passes like Rabbi. However, he never says until you get to Paragud. First of all, the drasha that he uses doesn't. He holds. We know we the Rambam holds that what that Ksusha Shmita is Kitchel Asadlav. That's the Rambam and later in Shmita Yom. That the Ram holds, so to say the Ram, like the Ram holds, say Ratzuma is not true. In terms of the other source, Rebbe, so he holds a Rebbe's drasha, not like the Baal Iter, but he clearly connects Yovel and Shemitah's Ksav. And he doesn't talk about Avos HaKarek at all, not even in Yovel. So he's not learning this drasha, at least directly, as containing any reference to Shemitah's Karkos, what we would call Shemitah's Karkos, not like Rashi, not like Menotam. So just on this, I'd say, okay, there's no source in the Rambam that Shemitah's Karkos should be the Rabbanim. And in fact, until you get to Perek Yud, there isn't really a source. The first eight Brachim Shri Yovel, all about Halachas Shemitah, not one word about it being Drabanan. And in fact, there is one word, which isn't the Raya Keneged, but the Rambam says, in Perek Da'al Halacha Chafei, Ein Shvi'is Noeges El Be'eretz Yisrael B'vad Shenemar Ki Savo El Archer Anino Sein Lachem Bein B'fnei Abayis Bein Shalom B'fnei Abayis. Period. Rambam says Shmita is no egg, baby from Abayis, bein shlo b'fnei Abayis. Because the Mishnah over there gets all excited. Oh, doesn't that sound like the Rambam thinks Shmita is as Darais? Now that's, as Achrona pointed out, that's a weak raya, because the Rambam starts with Trumas the same way, and that was the Rivers' objection to Rambam Lichos Trumas, but okay, but the Rambam himself starts with Trumas the same way. And he concludes by saying later at the end of the paragraph that yes, but it's the Rabbanan. In other words, in principle, it's not totally based on Migdash, it applies shlo b'fnei Abayis. But it doesn't mean it couldn't be Drabanus because of other considerations. But given the Rambam says this and makes no mention, unlike Trumas, he doesn't make any mention in all these halachas about it being Drabanan, because the Mishnah says it sounds like it's Drabanan. Except. It's right, I'm sorry, it's except. So look at the Kasa Mishnah goes back and forth by this in Dal and Chafei. Div Rabbeinu Ponirishu Sover the Afshal B'fnei Abayis Nolagas Menat Torah. Pasach Hita Torah's Konim Mishnah Demashik Yikachamim to Pligle the Rebbe. Problem is he holds like Rebbe. Of course, he calls the parak test like Rebbe. So he says, "Ufirach nirali, v'lo'olam k'Rebbe sirali, v'lo'y kasha. Who's al mafarish? Other Rebbe sheish shmitas kasa medaber. Achas shmitas karkos. Lo yesh shmitas karkos b'shviyas kamar. The he la'olam nog afshlo b'nei abayis. Elo yoyvel kari shmitas karkos. She has sados kozus lebaleh. Kumavur dvar rosh parak test v'chein peirush shabeinu tam." So he says, so far, he says, I'll tell you the answer. He holds like Rebbe, but he says the Rebbe's only talking about Shemitah's Ksafim. I think more Marcotin, okay, that's Akasha. But presumably he'll tell you that's a machlokas Abayi Rava, that Abayi in a Hanami extends Rebbe, even the Shemitah's Karkos. But Rava doesn't think that's the drasha of Rebbe's drasha. Rebbe's drasha wouldn't have applied the Shemitah's Karkos. And the Rambam accepts Rava's version. There's something that you really have to say. The problem is, the Kesa Mishnah points out, there are a number of slightly problematic Rambams, but the most blatant one is Paragyur Halachatas. Paragyur Halachatas, one second, see, there is almost 100% clear before you get the Frankels, and it's 100% clear once you get to the Frankels. But even before you get to the Frankels, it's pretty clear. The old Nusach, Frankel did something, so significant here, that they put what they think is the correct Nusach. They said it's in all the Kisayadin, but they on this in the column they put in the nusach hadfusim akonim because there's so much written about this nusach. So the old nusach is like this: Ram Paragud Halachatas. Bizmachi Yovel Noeg, Noeg didn't ever differ. He didn't butter a chomav, didn't stay charom, didn't stay achuza, umakabum gertosha, vinoheges, shvias, ba'aretz, vashmatas, saf, and bachomakom, and atari. Ramas gives, Perak Yod is talking about the halachas of Yovel. And gives the whole parak talks about the halachas of Yovel. And he says, when there's Yovel, these following things are noeg. Eved Ivri, Bater Choma, Cherem, Stei Achuza, Ger Toshav, Vinohege Shviyas Ba'aretz, Vashmatas Safim B'chol Makom Min HaTorah. With man she'eino Yovel noeg. Ain't noeg Eved Ivri, V'lo Bater Choma, V'lo Stei Achuza, V'lo Stei Acharomim, V'im Akabim Ger Toshav, Vinohege Shviyas Ba'aretz, Midiv, well, sorry, let me read the other way. With man that was Nunezuch, I'm going to go back. With man she'eino Yovel noeg. Ain't noeg Echod Mikol Elu, Chutz, Mishvius ba'aretz v'hashmatas k'savim b'chol makom midivrei. So the simplest way to read that sentence is that bisman that there's yovel, these things are d'oraisa. Bisman that there's no yovel, none of these things are noeg at all, except for shvius hakarak on Eretz Yisrael and shvius k'savim b'chol makom midrabban. Before Shram it's d'rabban. Because the Mishnah says maybe you could read this Rambam. It's against everything we set up now. Maybe read this Rambam. The way to read the Rambam is chutz mishvius ba'aretz. Pause d'oraisa. And in fact, the Rakhas Mishnah actually, in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, actually says, in, even though here he sort of wavers, but in the beginning of Hilchos Trumos, that's a long Rakhas Mishnah, somewhere buried in the Rakhas Mishnah, Hilchos Trumos, he writes the words, he thinks, he writes, the Ram holds that Shvius is Daraisa Bismana, Daraisa Bismana is it. But that's it's a very difficult reading of the Rambam. Basically, he points out that's untenable because then why is it here? You know, the Rambam's talking about Yovel. So Rambam starts saying, when there's Yovel, there's Shemitah's, there's a lot of things, including Shemitah's Karkos. When there's no Yovel, none of these things except for Shemitah's Karkos. So why is he talking about Shemitah's Karkos? We're not talking about Hilchos Shemitah. Okay, so Mishnah probably have to tell you but Pshuto Shadvarim, it's very shver to say that the Rambam means, that for this Rambam, the Rambam means the Raisa. But it's a little bit moot because if the Ksav Yad's are right, I'll read it now the way the Ksav Yad has it. So it's mafurish in this nosach that the Rambam holds the again, like many others said in the Rambam, that the Beislevi, the Chaznish, others before this nosach, they all said that think that Rambam pretty clearly holds as the Rabbah. The problem is, so the Rambam holds the Rabban, that's important. It's very important. The problem is that, again, back to the original question, it's just very odd. There are other diukim, but leave for now. The placement of the Rambam is very, the Hashmat of the Rambam, the fact the Rambam doesn't mention up till now is very, very peculiar. Another Rambam which implies that it was Durabanim. He says in Perak Yud Beis Halacha Tazayin, V'chein Lasa Lavo. He's talking about what will change when we come back and be Yishlishes. V'chein Lasa Lavo, be Yishlishes, be Eishi Konsu LaAretz Yaschilu Limno Shmitin V'Yovel. So Rikat Shabbat Erechoma V'Yischayev Komak M'Shich B'Shul B'Maisus. So and this is a chiddush called Dvarim Eilu. I'm calling it a chiddush of these Dvarim. So, look, Ira, may I call him to say like this, that the sounds like there was no minyan shmita v'yovos up to this point. Midaraisa, and now it's going to be a chiddush of minyan shmita v'yovos. So the answer is I'm not sure, but kitzer, there's one mahalach that the Beis Halevi quotes from Chaim that answers that's the valid mahalach. It doesn't fully answer all the questions, but it's the valid mahalach. And then I'll say a theory, which is not muchach, but at all, but maybe it's part of the answer. I don't know. Chayiv, Beis Halevi quotes, and Beis Halevi always is found in Chelek Gimel Siman Aleph. It's very long. I mean, it's like Simanim within the Siman. And he's also addressing Heter Mechira eventually. That's what it's about. It's around the same time. The first Shemitah where this became a major controversy was the Shemitah of, I guess, Tuf, Reish, Mem, something. What? No, earlier. 18. What year was it? Whatever it was. 1882, I guess. 1882 was Shemitah. So 1875 already there was a controversy? I think it was, maybe that was the first, 1875, but it became a bigger controversy. Rizal Chonin's Shuvah, I think, was addressed in the next Shemitah. I think that's when it became a major issue. And that's when everyone's writing. So he also was, both Beis Levi and the Sefer were opposed to the Hetzer Mechira. But he goes by Arichos through the Sugya in Gittin, and the Sugya of Shemitah Sazan Zed Dereisen, Shemitah Zed Derebonin, why is Derebonin, why is Dereisen? And then, even if it is, does Yesh Kinyan, he goes by Arichos to all the Inyan. He quotes, I don't have time to say it's by Arichos. He answers another kasha with this, but he basically quotes from Chaim, that Reb Chaim said that based on the Gemara Ksuvis, the Gemara Ksuvis seems to connect Truma Bizman Azeh with the fact that there was no Truma in the times of Kibush V'Chiluk. The Chala exists even though there was no Kibush V'Chiluk, and Truma doesn't exist. The Chala, since it exists at the times of no Kibush V'Chiluk, can still exist with Bizman Azeh even if Truma is not there. That's what the Gemara says. So what are the two things they need to do with each other? So basically he says, this is the Makkah of the whole Rambam. Where the Rambam gets the idea that Truma is B'yas Kulchem, he says, because there's two Din B'yas Kulchem. There's Din B'yas Kulchem of Chala, that's the Etzem Din B'yas Kulchem. And there's another Din that you need Kibush V'chiluk. Unless you have B'yas Kulchem, you don't have a Din, you don't have, Eretzol is not Mechuluk, you don't have Kibush V'chiluk. That's exactly what the Maris Kuv is saying. B'zman Azeh, we don't have B'yas Kulchem. So therefore, the whole Din that the Maris is saying, even if Truma is not, is the Rabban, because you only have B'yas Kulchem. Because you don't have Kibush V'chiluk, Chala could still be Daraisa, because Chala doesn't need Kibush V'chiluk. And the other man Darmer says, no, it's still the B'yas Kulchem now for Chala too. That's what he reads the whole Gemara. He says, that's what the Ram guy's idea from, that B'yas Kulchem is required for Truma. And he says, and that's where the Ram, that's why Shmid is the Rabban, the Rambam. Because you see from the Torah's Konim, Shmid also needs Kibush V'chiluk. So that's what the Ram, it's not learned from Yovel. And that's why the Rambam, the Drash from Yovel only mentions Shmid's Ksaf in Bidafka, because it's Taka not learned from Yovel. It's learned from, it's the same din as Trumas, so it's Taka Drabanon, but it's not derived from Yovel. It's not because of Balak Lush Aretz, it's not derived from Yovel. It's based on Trumas Aleph Chavav, the Niki Yishuchel. That was basically the quotes from his son, B'nei Rav Reb Chaim Yivolashim. Then he was known as another Reb Chaim Yivolashim. So it's Gaval de Gavart. The only thing, not Shrek, the only thing it doesn't answer is that it's still a little sussum why the Rambam. Ram in Hilchos Truma says, quotes by Truma, says, he royally who in the Meister. Like he's saying a Chiddush. Mar says about Trumas. I'm telling you, I think it's also by Meister. Not a word about anything else. And Hilchos Shmita of Yovel is not there. So it's not learned from Yovel, but it's not there either in Shmita. So he doesn't claim to address it. He's not as bothered by the Hashmata. He's more bothered by why it's not mentioned in Perek Tes. So he says, that's Meduyah. Okay, so that's one Mahalach. I will be Me'orer, and this is. I'll acknowledge this not Mukhach. But there might be something to it. I'm not sure. So I'll say it quickly. Take or leave it. If you look in Perek Yud Shmita V'Yovel, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk. What the mitzvah say, Lispor Shanim, Sheva Sheva, Lakari Shnasa Chamishim. Shemar Svaydachal Sheva Shapso Shanim, Vikdashim Shasa Chamishim. There's a mitzvah to be sofer groups of 7 years and to mekayish shnasa yovel. Umeimasa eschilu limnos me'achar arba sreish shana mishenichas ul'aretz. When they start counting from after the 14 years after kibush v'chiluk, shenemar sheishin b'zrasa decha v'sheishin b'zmor karmecha ad shukol echad v'echad makir aretzo. But that's shmita. The sheva shana mishasu b'kibush aretz sheva shana b'chiluk. He's going to Torah's konim. But that pasuk, that's the pasuk which tells you the halacha that shmita requires kibush v'chiluk. He doesn't quote that in Hilchos Shmita; he quotes that here because he's talking about the minyan, and it's clear. And when he talks about how the minyan goes, he says the first step of the minyan is you count 7 years, and you have shmita. And if you look in the Sefer Mitzvah, his lashon is minyan shnois hashmita. That's what he describes as a mitzvah. Mitzvah is minyan shnois hashmita. He says there are two parts of the minyan. There's a minyan of years and the minyan of shmitim, sheva, shab, soshanim. The pasuk says you have to have 7 shmitas and yovel. So there's this concept called a minyan. This much I think is clear in the Rambam. There's a concept called a minyan. The minyan is not just count 2 yovel. The minyan is counting 7 groups of 7 years, having shmita, having 7 shmita, and then having yovel. So in kol, in this mitzvah of the structure of yovel in 50th years, is a minyan shnois hashmita, including minyan for shvias. And when you don't have Shmias, you don't have the minyan. Right. So, and the Ram says later, in Halacha Gimel, Kevat Shechar V'Abayis Batal Minyan Zeh, Mishabal La'aretz. When it's Churban Abayis, doesn't just say, then there's no Kedushas La'aretz, he said the minyan was Batal. The whole, but that, he's trying to answer, like he's dealing with something else there. And then when they built it, Mishana do ischiu limnos minyan achav also shna shalosh shel lebinyan lebinyan bayashen shmita umanu sheva shmita us bekidush shna sachamish. Okay. So the question is, and this is yesh la'ayin, is it possible to say that? Now this only proves that there's a din in shmita that's part of the minyan leading to yovel. The question is that, or is it possible to say that you need that to have shmita? You could have said, and very possible, there's one din of Shemitah, Mitzat Shemitah, period. There's another din of Shemitah being part of the minyan Shnos Shashmita being part of the minyan for Yovel. But it also could be that when the Ram gets to Yovel, he's letting you know that Shemitah doesn't exist in a vacuum. Shemitah exists as part of the structure of minyan. The minyan is you count 6 years, you have Shemitah, you count those, you have Shemitah, 7 years, and you end up with Yovel. And it's all one unit. It's all a single unit. And the Mutim and Shemitah are Mutim on the unit. And then, if you're talking, the Rambam hasn't said it yet because he's going to get to it at the end of the Perek Yud. When he gets to Yovel, he lets you know. And when there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah because the whole structure falls apart. Why did I not say it up to now? The truth is, if I'm saying that Shemitah and Yovel are basically one, it's true, Shemitah stuff and get in the middle, but it's basically one continuum. He says at the end of Yovel, and the Makor is from Yovel, because the Miut is a Miut in Yovel, and that's what causes everything to fall apart. It's not a Miut in Yovel, it's not really a Miut in Shvita at all, it's a Miut in Yovel, but what it ends up doing is that it destroys the whole binyan. So it's not that it's different than Shemitah Safim. Shemitah Safim is Yalfusim. You learn from Yovel, Hekesh, Shemitah Safim is not Noig. Because maybe Shemitah Safim is his own parasha. Shemitah Safim can exist theoretically independently. But the Avodas HaKarka of Sheva Shabsoshanim, Shvizas Aretz, it's all one parasha. I mean, there's a break, but it goes together with Yovel, and that's the mitzvah of the minyan. And once we know from Kol Yisraela that, and you have to add one thing, that Kol Yisraela is not just a minyan on Hogas Yovel. I don't know what the heck I would say that is, but that Kol Yisraela but it's true that Kol Yisraela is a minyan in the entire parasha, the entire process of the mitzvah, all the mitzvah Yovel, including the mitzvah minyan. And therefore, Memela tells you that Shemitah all falls apart. That's what he's telling you in your test. When there's no Yovel, there's no Shemitah, because Shemitah goes together with Yovel in one continuum. Okay. Yesh la'ayin b'tzadik.